Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing our way through life, parenthood, and owning creative businesses.
I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, performer, and mom of three with one on the way.
And I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one.
Hey guys, before we get into today's episode, we want to pause and thank our amazing new sponsor, FreshBooks Cloud Accounting is here supporting the podcast. We love this product. As someone who is administratively challenged, it takes all of the work out for me. Not only is it beautiful, easy to use, it does the things that I hate to do for me. I hate collecting money. I hate it. I hate asking people for money. With FreshBooks, the invoicing is easy. It's ridiculously easy to use. It's beautiful, and it doesn't even look like it came from me. I'm not the one reminding you to pay your bill.
No.
It's FreshBooks.
FreshBooks did it.
The all-new FreshBooks is not only easy to use, it's packed with powerful features. You can create and send professional-looking invoices in less than 30 seconds. You can set up online payments with just a couple of clicks and get paid up to 4 days faster. And you can see when your client has seen your invoice and put an end to the guessing game. FreshBooks is offering a 30-day unrestricted free trial to our listeners. And to claim it, you just got to go to freshbooks.com/SK and enter Shaylee and Katie in the How Did You Hear About Us section. You don't even need to put your credit card in to start. So it's not going to be one of those things where you're like, oh, I'm on to you. You're going to trick me.
And we'd like to thank our other sponsor for this episode, Modsy. If you're ready for a home makeover, you can design before you buy with Modsy. It's a home design solution that uses 3D visualization to help you redesign and redecorate different rooms in your house. To start a project with Modsy, you just upload your measurements and a few photos, and you'll get a 360-degree rendering of the space, plus two custom design recommendations based on your personal style. From there, you can work with a Modsy designer or use the Modsy 3D style editor to change the layout on your own, update decor, add new furniture from popular brands, or just style the room with pieces you already have. It's a fun, easy way to see your ideas come to life and make your dream home a reality. To check out Modsy for yourself, go to modsy.com, that's M-O-D-S-Y.com, and enter the code SK20 for 20% off a design package just for our listeners. You guys are seriously going to love this. The 3D renderings look like actual pictures. We're kind of obsessed already.
Oh my gosh. Guys, welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. It is now almost midnight. Shaylee's spending the night.
Our third episode at the farm.
It's our third episode at the farm. I'm glad you're here, Shaylee. It is getting,
I'm glad I'm here too.
A little late. Like she said, we've done three episodes now, and halfway through the second episode, Shaylee grew two additional heads, and my vision became blurry, so I'm feeling really pregnant at this hour.
So for those of you who may not have listened to all of the episodes up to now, or this could be your first, Katie's 35 weeks pregnant.
Oh, 35 weeks pregnant. That's a decent fraction. 35 out of 40?
Yeah, 35 out of 40. I don't know what it
is. What's that reduced to?
Carry the one. I don't know.
3.5 over 4.
Callie, you're in public school now.
That's not a thing.
And 3.5 over 4. Anyway, okay, there's giggling going on. We have done this once before. This is a podcast sleepover. So, if we ever slightly annoy you in just general life, it's going to be elevated right now.
87%.
87%. Katie just did it. But tonight, we're talking about a really exciting topic.
Yeah, I'm interested in this.
Good. Well, let's get that.
It's about
87% baby brain.
Oh my gosh.
Ready to go.
It's about mental load, and mm-hmm. Shaylee's leading it. I'm going to be her hype girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mental load, talking about as it relates to parenting.
Yeah.
As it relates to the amount of thinking and planning and decision making that happens at all hours of the day.
Things.
And, or night. Is it part of it's how to relieve some of that, or it's more just like
we'll find out.
Okay, all right. You get nothing. You just know it's
about that. You get nothing. Your brain gets nothing. Save the load.
Save the load. And then speaking of mental loads, we have another sponsor.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by
Katie's brain. It's like if her brain could make a sound, it'd be like meh.
Guys, baby brain's a thing.
It really is.
There's some science behind like blood flow.
Yes.
All my blood flow used to go to my brain, now goes to the baby, so
Yeah.
Real sorry.
And I think if you have three kids, you're thinking about, wow, you have baby brain, and then also like coffee hyped Shaylee in your house at midnight trying to like record a podcast. I think your brain goes to a whole new level of low.
Yeah. Baby brain's a thing. And I forget a lot of things. So I've been writing everything down. Everything.
Everything.
Like, so many alarms in my phone.
Did you write your tags for your brain?
No, I didn't know we were doing that. So.
Okay. Okay.
We'll just have to improv.
Your brain should have known. Katie's brain.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, brain. I'm sorry. Katie's brain.
I forgot.
Still funnier than my brain most of the time.
Oh. Aww. Wait, don't talk about you like that, but thank you.
Thanks, Katie's brain. We'll see if we can get through this.
Okay, we're going to do it. I'm totally, because you're leading it. I'm just going to listen.
I'm leading it. We're going to talk.
If I close my eyes and yawn, it's not personal.
Guys, if she yawns, I'm going to bleep it.
Okay.
Okay.
Bleep it like I'm just cussing.
Like you're just like saying a long cuss word.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like a song. It's kind of like a whale call song mixed together. Okay. So momming and mental load is my title that I have written down for this.
I like it.
So I've seen a few articles floating around lately. Got kind of knee-deep into reading them when I probably should have been being productive. Need to listen to that productivity episode we did again. I feel like a little bit like convicted when I don't follow like something that we've done. And I'm like, I didn't clean my desk off this morning. I didn't start with that. Yeah. And we've given that advice. Anyway.
I think about it as our best day.
Yeah. We're giving you our Instagram level
right, of
like when we're nailing it. So I was reading the Mental Load Mom thing. And there were several of them, but basically it started from a French cartoon of like this, I can link it, but this cartoon went viral about like a mom doing all these things and like the dad asking and kind of like just mom has to handle it all. Anyway, so then mom started writing like, this is why you're tired all the time, moms. And it's kind of, I have a couple of them, but a few of the ones I read were a little bit, no one else understands what I have to do. Uh-huh. Like, that's exactly how I feel. And it's like, I am thinking everything. I am the only one who thinks about soccer practice. So it got me
kind
real
of putting
into
down,
it.
Like putting down your partner. Is that what you mean?
Not even putting down your partner, but just kind of like riling me up, riling me up in my brain of kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of mad about this, and I wasn't a second ago, but now I'm reading it, and like...
not very productive.
I don't know, like a little bit, yeah, not productive, but then also just like, poor me, people should be helping me more, me. I mean, I think anytime when you spiral into a place of thinking about yourself a lot, I think that it is good to take care of yourself. So not saying that, but if you're dwelling there,
right,
and it's all about yourself... I don't think that that's a place that I like to live.
I like that.
It's not necessarily a healthy place to live, I think, for a long time.
Right.
And it can become a habit easily. So
pattern of thinking.
Yes. So just to kind of talk about what the article was about. And some things I liked and some of it is true. But it was talking about, you know, grocery lists. And I do this even with Jonathan is... you know, I'll have like this whole list. I'm constantly like, are we almost out of mustard? I better put mustard on my list. I better put, or it'll be like, oh, we're out of chips. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, why am I apologizing? We could all go to the grocery store and get chips.
Right.
But it's my thing, you know? And then I'm always like, what do you need at the grocery store? You know? And it's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know, whatever you normally get. You're like, okay, well, and then you get home. Like, did you get this? And you're like, but I ask you.
Right.
That type of thing.
We've had that exact conversation.
Right. And as does everyone, I'm sure. Anyway, so it was talking about someone who stays home with the kids, or just most females traditionally are the person in charge of the kids, means we're the default day-to-day manager of the children. So it was kind of like poking fun at like the funny parts of motherhood. And I didn't dive into the cartoon fully and dissect it like myself. I was more reading all of the articles that came off of it. And a lot of them were written pretty funny, but they were kind of giving me the feel of like, not even I'm doing too much, but just I want people to praise me for all that I'm doing. So it kind of ended with like, this, my fellow moms, is why we're tired. It's not because we don't get enough sleep. Well, there is that, but it's mom brain. Mom brain's a real thing. And it's like, if you're nodding along with me, congratulations, you too are suffering from it. I'm like, yes. And then it talks about the endless running list of to-dos. It's called the mental load. It's heavy. And in most families, it's carried by the mom. And then talking, so that's kind of what the cartoon is like, is about the struggle of like that. And then there's a section called the you should have asked. So it's the type of thing like the mom's running around doing everything. They're like cooking dinner. They're doing this. They're like wiping the kid's face. And then finally they're like, could you get the plates? They're like, you're not doing anything. They're like, well, you didn't ask me to do anything.
Right.
And so it's the thought of like the mom's constantly worrying about doing everything. And like the husband will happily help if asked, but like, I don't want to have to ask. I want you to carry some of the load, you know, that type thing. So I think
asking you is another task for me to do.
Right. If you have to delegate the tasks, but it was a little bit, you know, and I do think I've seen other, if we're on the article, like Facebook article route, I've seen other Facebook articles that's about like, my husband's not a babysitter. And it's not that, oh, you're lucky, you really married a good one. He stays with the kids one night a week, you know, or whatever. It's like, no, they're his kids too. And he loves them and is also really good with them. Opal prefers Jonathan to read her bedtime stories. And I'm like, you sure you don't want mama to read you a book? And no, she does not. She wants her father. So this is one that kind of, okay, so this was my point of feeling the most like I related with it. It said, it says, at no point is this more clear than when I travel for work. So as someone who travels for work, it says, before I hop on the plane, I prepack all the lunches. I buy and prepare easy dinners. I do all the laundry. I lay out the clothes. I write down the schedule.
For the kids being left behind.
Well, I mean, but even casseroles for husband, or make sure that there's pizza that is easily cooked.
Right.
Sandwich stuff. And I still feel like, you know how to make a sandwich, right? Here's the bread. This is the turkey. And then you pick what you like to put on it. I treat him like he's a child. And he's like not asking me to do that. I'm like he survived before we were married. And then it said, you know, I literally will like, yeah, I'll pack all of, like lay out the little outfits for Opal and all of that. And then it said, when my husband travels, he kisses us and leaves. And you're like, I literally was like, yeah, probably because I've been traveling a lot lately.
Right.
And it felt kind of like, well, you didn't pack enough overnight diapers. And I'm like, ah, I had so much stuff to do. So the burden, this is what they wrote after that. And we'll link these, but I'm sure you've seen them shared on Facebook. The burden of this self-inflicted mental load is mine. I'm the only one worrying, thinking, planning. But honestly, if I did none of this, he would be fine. The kids would be happy. They might eat donuts and nuggets and dress themselves in, you know, mismatched clothes, but the world would keep spinning.
Right.
So that's kind of when it shifted of like, okay, is it because I want control over this, or is it self-inflicted? I call myself my worst boss man lady.
Right.
You know, do her clothes need to be set out in little, like little, I literally take gallon-sized bags and I put like the bow, the socks, the pants, the shirt, which I think my mom prefers it because it's really easy. But I like do everything. I'm like, is that because I want control over exactly what she's wearing so that it's exactly like I would do it if I was home?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it because she really needs that? Like everyone I know and love and would trust her with is going to dress her appropriately for the weather.
Right.
You're going to make sure she has shoes on. And so that's kind of when I started thinking, So then I found a second article and it was about the same cartoon. So I was like, I was all in this cartoon. This was not research for the podcast either. This was just Shaylee's wasting time on Facebook. So the second one, and it was different people were sharing it on Facebook. And I never share things like this because like people, I didn't share it. People read into it and then they're like, are you doing okay?
Is it really okay?
Yeah, whatever. It's like very personal things that I don't ever want people wondering what my mental state is, yeah, I guess.
Just listen to the podcast if you want to know.
Just listen. I'll be super open. You just search harder for this. It's not like my high school teacher is going to see it.
Just search barely harder.
Anyway, so this one, she was talking, and this was Desert News article. Why we need to address the mental load of moms. We'll link it. in shayleeandkatie.com on our show notes.
Okay.
I'm sure you go there all the time. Anyway, so she identified with a cartoon and said, like, my husband and I don't fight often, but when we do, you can bet it's about equality. Who's doing more? Who woke up more often with a baby? And who's contributing the most and who's slacking off? So I immediately identified with that because I don't feel like Jonathan and I fight often. Usually if we do, it's because I'm nagging him and it's work related. But now that we have a child, it's not even that we're fighting about. We both understand we're both working really hard
right.
to help raise her. But it's like human nature to have this sort of...
tally.
Yeah, a tally. And it's like, I gave her the bath, so you put her to bed. Or you warmed up the bottle, so then I'll do this with her. And it's not that we both don't love and want to be with our child, but it's kind of like, well, I just took her to the store, and so can you do this while I cook dinner? Can you
right.
be in there with... And then, like, I'll be on my phone sometimes when I'm with her, but if I walk in and he's on his phone and he's with her, I'm like, can you not just spend time with your child? You know? So it's this, this weird thing. And so... she wrote, the idea of the middle load intrigued me. It could be the unnamed inequality I feel, but I can't explain it. When my husband has the kids, for example, his job's so simple, keep them alive. So it's kind of the same thing as the other one was saying. But when I have the kids, it's not just survival. It's coordinating lessons, activities, stretching budgets, fostering friendship, nurturing self-esteem, establishing long-term goals, promoting healthy eating, organizing bedrooms, teaching life skills like shoe tying, shopping for school supplies, encouraging a sense of civil engagement and female empowerment, to name a few. So you do kind of feel that burden uh-huh. as a mom of the things outside of just like fun, you right. know, fun things like whatever. She said, so I sat my husband down and I showed him the cartoon, the same cartoon that everyone's writing about if you haven't seen it. And told him how I feel. So I was kind of building it up for like, yeah, and he's going to say, oh, honey, you do so much, you know, like right. whatever. That's like what my brain's thinking. And she said, she told him, I have to think about these things all the time. I told my husband. So like, I have all the burden and you just waltz in and you do the menial tasks that I tell you to do, but I have all the stress. And so I'm like, yeah, you know, feeling it. And then she's like, I truly believe that it would be some eye-opening moment for us and that he'd see the light and realize how wonderful I am and maybe fall to his knees in apology and worship as every husband should do at least quarterly. And then she said, but instead he said, yes, I know, but you don't see the mental load that I carry. And then he proceeded to tell me
about... made a cartoon.
Yeah. So he went to France and drew me a cartoon about work. No, but she said he proceeded to tell me what he was dealing with at work. And just this week, and he's a principal of an elementary school and hiring good teachers from a shrinking pool of options, working with a struggling teacher, meeting with parents of an abused child, figuring out how to fit arts in with a tight budget. And then she writes, I was stunned. I'd been so focused on my mental load that I was bearing at home. I didn't stop to think about the one that he was carrying while providing for our family. So then I was kind of like, oh. And that's kind of when it shifted. And I thought, this would be a really good episode to talk about because mm-hmm. we've talked about mom brain. I feel like we've talked about this before, maybe in passing of just like the never ending to-do list, that I think it's important because I think a lot of times moms, maybe stay-at-home moms, Facebook sharing moms, not that there's anything wrong with sharing a viral French cartoon about right. mental load, because it is true. And it's kind of even like what we do in this podcast. Like, we like to talk about things that other people associate with because it makes you feel better, strength in numbers,
right. yeah.
but making sure it's a self-improvement,
right.
thinking, and not like a witch hunt yes. of like, terrible men. We yes. do everything, you terrible men. Like, where are you all day when I'm raising your kids? It's like, they're providing for your family.
Right.
And not all the times. And that's a very stereotypical gender role. Some dads are stay-at-home. We've had a stay-at-home dad on. And the wives are out, you know, providing for the family financially. But I think providing for the family, even that word, like, you're providing for the family if you're staying home as well. You're providing in a different way.
Right.
In a very important way. So that doesn't lessen the reality of the mental load for mothers. It's still there. It's a very real thing. And I don't want to take away from the fact that that exists. It's hard. And it is something that I stay awake at night, like going through the list of what to get at the grocery store. Is she eating healthy things? Her schedule, I'm the only one that knows, you know, what her schedule is as far as coordination with childcare and with my mom and with who's watching her. So every time I'm scheduling stuff for work, I'm constantly managing another schedule, and then I'm managing my mom's schedule because that affects Opal's schedule and that affects our work schedule. So it's a lot. So this isn't to take away from that, but I think just having the conversation, hey, before we all get up on our soapbox and get upset about other things, we just need to kind of put ourselves in other people's shoes and realize that everyone has a mental load that they're carrying. Uh-huh. And yeah, just realizing, having the conversation about it and being open is probably the important thing. So at the end of this second article that I found that I really liked, she lists four things. So she said, be open to a conversation, not a venting session, and hear your spouse's side of things, and let him or her share the mental load that they've also been carrying. So I think being open to conversation and not a venting session is harder said than done, or harder done than said.
Easier said than done?
Easier said than done. Ding, ding, ding. My mental load is so tough.
Oh my gosh, I did it.
My
right.
Mental load. Katie's been waiting the whole time to like interject with something smart and witty.
Yes.
Nice. But if you have like a list of 20 things you've been like waiting for from the last 6 months that they've done or that you've done that are great or whatever, that's when it turns into a venting session. And I think you've talked before about that, Katie. Write it down on your phone and then delete it.
Delete that.
Because guess what? It's not helping you or him. Right. You know, you can make your case or share your feelings and communicate, but not attacking or making it a contest of every time they share something they're dealing with, you're like, well, I have all this, you know, and then it just kind of goes back and forth. Two would be identify any imbalances. There may be inequality in your relationship, so try to pinpoint specific areas where one person could use some relief. So there are instances in where one person is doing more than the other, and the other person just truly doesn't know.
Yeah.
So there are areas where it's like one person could just think, well, we both worked and we're both here and we're both helping with a kid and then we're both relaxing. And she's like, no, you're relaxing and I'm doing all of the laundry and then I'm folding it and then I'm, and it's like, that could be a time where you fold the laundry together, you're spending time together, and then you get done 30 minutes faster and you have time to spend together. So yeah, that's good. Identifying imbalances if there are any. And sometimes that can just be a really calm conversation about, let's just write down household responsibilities and
which
kind of
you
who's
did
doing what.
I want you to talk about that.
Yeah I don't have I talked about that on
not
the podcast,
on the podcast. No.
Okay, yeah, so Jonathan and I work very unique situation. We work together
at home
with a toddler. We live together, we're married, and so we're together all of the time. And we worked together for like 7.5 years before we introduced a child into the mix, which also changes a lot of things. And so I just naturally am a micromanager. I like to project manage in my sleep. I project manage things that don't need to be managed. And so that's something that I think I'm gifted at, but then it's also can be a weakness if I try to overmanage, because that is not Jonathan's love language, to be micromanaged by a wife. So I think there's times where it works in our business because that is my role, to project manage production schedules and clients and that type of thing. So it helps, but at the same time, I have to check myself, because you can overmanage something and then you're spinning your wheels and you're not making anything better than it was. You're just stressing everyone out, including usually yourself most of all. So my mental load is probably a lot self-inflicted, but there was a time we did. There was no fight. There was nothing, but we had just kind of been like short, where you can tell like they're annoyed at me, and I'm sure they can tell I'm annoyed at them.
Right.
And there's no reason, but I can tell it's just because there was a just shift of work responsibilities, and not when I say balls getting dropped, it was more like just gaps in things that there used to not be gaps in, which was filled with toddler and the right. fact that I'm working random crazy hours. And so there were things that like we'd need to email a client back, and maybe every other time I would email the client back 100% of the time. And he'd say like, oh, can you email them back? And be like, well, yeah, if you can watch Opal right now and watch her in the other room, then I can email them back and be like, well, I'm working on this. And it's like, yeah, but then I have Opal. So now I'm having to email them back with Opal right now. Or you could email them back because you don't have her. Or you can watch her and I'll right. email, you know, a few conversations like that that are kind of like, like we're both saying the same thing. We both don't want to do it for the same reason, but it ends with me trying to email back with Opal. And so we just had like a sit down conversation and I was like, let's just make like a chart. And honestly, I didn't know which way it was going to go. It was the type of thing like, hey, this could be, I need to get more help with Opal. Maybe I need to work more past her bedtime to handle certain things. Maybe, you know, there are some things we could shift who's in charge of what. So what it ended up being is we wrote out the business stuff of kind of what we were in charge for. But a lot of stuff I do for the business is like overseeing bookkeeping, all the financial payments, all of our insurance, all of our taxes, all of our quarterly reporting, our proposals. So there's sometimes where I'm writing the whole bunch of proposals. That doesn't feel like I'm producing anything.
Right.
Because there's not a video at the end of it, which is right. what we do is we produce videos. So he's working on producing videos. So that feels more important than a lot of the stuff I'm doing, even though in the grand scheme of things, you need all of them to make a business.
Right.
So I used to help a lot more with editing than I help now. Part of the time is because it takes long spans of concentration work.
Right.
And so I think he was feeling, rightly so, I'm feeling more of the load of this editing and this, you know, finding music. I used to find all the music. I used to help more with the voiceovers and whatever with clients. And so we wrote out our roles and responsibilities, but I think he had maybe forgotten a few things that also were time consuming that are also important because he doesn't have to worry about them. Because if I'm doing my job right, he doesn't have to worry about them. And then also just other stuff in the house. So it was like, hey, there's always like laundry that needs to be done. Always. We do cloth diapers. There's three of us. And he'll help me, you know, put his laundry away and stuff. But for the most part, I do it. And I'm not asking him to even do the laundry or the dishes. He helps load and unload the dishwasher. And he's very helpful cleaning the house. Oh, my goodness. He's better cleaner than I am. And, like, he'll do all the floors and mop and everything. So, get that from his mom. Thanks, Linda. anyway, so just talking through that made him say like, hey, I have an idea. What if like we find a break point and you deal with the client all the way up to production. And then once it gets into post-production, I deal with the client. And I didn't even think my brain would have never even asked that or even wanted to release that is like under my control.
Right.
But all of a sudden I was like, oh yeah.
Because you would know the answer to all those questions.
That'd be great. Yeah. Because at that point, I'm a funnel and you have to come to me and say, hey, what text do they need at the end of that video? Do they have a logo? And then I email the client and then the client emails me and then I give it to Jonathan.
Right.
So I'm like, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
And so, you know, and he was, and then he got real into like a project management thing, Trello that we're using now. And like, he totally owned it. And it was out of a conversation that we had, just a really open, honest conversation about, here's how I'm feeling. Here's how you're feeling. Let's talk about it. Let's get it all out there. Not that it always ends with like someone doing more things for you. But that time I wasn't going into it trying to get him to take anything off my plate. But it just kind of came down to like, hey, it looks different now. We have a child now.
Right.
What's realistic and how are we going to do this as a team? Because we're on the same team. It's not about me versus him or who's doing more, who's doing less. Oof. It's like, hey, both of us are working to create a happy, loving environment for our child to raise her right and to make a living all working together, which is kind of a tall order. So I don't know. Yeah, I could go off on working with your husband in business and all that. But in the same way that he takes something away from me or helps me with something or whatever, like when we win as a team. Like we just, you need to look at it as a team. We're not in competition with each other either. If someone gives me praise or him praise for something, we both win.
Right.
It's not like if someone says like, oh, Jonathan's business. I'm like, and mine, you know, it's like, yeah, it is. You know, I don't know, that type of thing. And like, he never wants to like, I don't know. I think if he was the type of husband that never wanted to send me to a meeting without him, because he needs to make sure that they know that he's like the director of whatever. Like, I've never even gotten an inkling of sense of that from him. But yeah, that's something I take for granted too, that I'm really thankful for. So be a team. Be a team. That doesn't mean you won't have to have hard conversations, but I think a lot of times the longer you go feeling sorry for yourself and then you'll start reading articles and getting really fired up.
Right.
Sometimes the guys just don't even know. Like, right. They don't even realize what you're doing, and it's not their fault. And like huffing and puffing while you're doing it isn't going to help. And sometimes they just don't realize it. So having the hard conversation. Okay. So that was her two. Long tangent.
Well, can I add something?
Yeah, please.
Have you ever seen The Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
Okay, so I was having that like epiphany where Sheldon and Leonard had a roommate agreement.
Yes.
So basically Sheldon has written down like every possible scenario and then what happens as consequence. And then like they're agreed upon roles, they're agreed upon duties, the agreed upon rules of the dishwasher, they're agreed upon everything.
Yes.
And it's of course over the top and it's of course hilarious. But then in one of the recent episodes, Leonard and Penny are married now and they keep fighting and spinning their wheels over the same things over and over and over again. And finally they come to Sheldon and say, "Will you write us a roommate agreement?"
Write us an agreement.
And I thought, it's so true. It's so true because some of the things, they almost just need a system or a rule that you both agree upon. And it doesn't matter. Like, I feel like it doesn't need to be a feminist argument. It's saying like, hey, laundry is a thing that has to be done. Let's pick right. someone to be the CEO of the laundry.
You know and what it's I mean? Whatever. Yes.
And maybe it's the dude. And
that's so crazy you said that. Because CEO is, that's like literally you're like nailing the third point. Keep going. Keep going.
And then I was, that's a shout out to my brother because he made me laugh because when I was at their house, and keep in mind they lived in Phoenix and they have a ridiculous backyard that had like a pool and a hot tub and a lot of things that required maintenance.
Can our next sleepover be at your brother's house?
Well, he doesn't live there now. But anyway, and so I was listening to just him and his wife interact. They're super cute and hilarious and whatnot. And while we were there, she had to make a phone call about some part in the laundry room that broke. And while we were there, he had to make a phone call about some pool pump that needed something. And he goes, "If you haven't caught on, I'm the CEO of the outside of the house and she's the CEO of the inside of the house. It's just easier that way." And she's like, "Yeah, it is. And that's why I can buy whatever lamps I want and you can't say anything," or something like that. So they kind of had like this division of thing. But he kind of meant it. Like, so like,
yeah.
And that wasn't saying like she belongs in the home and I belong out of the home. It's just what worked for them and their personality traits.
Right.
And so, she does stay home mm-hmm. and he does go to work. And so he is the CEO of that portion and he owns that. And they both feel good about it. They both feel like that's their role and they know what to expect. And so little things like Jared and I would fight over how a sink is supposed to function.
I feel like what's there to fight about there?
Well, meaning like it's two sections, right? Jared on occasion would just fill up the whole sink with dirty dishes.
The dirty dishes go in this side.
Right. That kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And so then what's funny is I'm like, so how long have we been married at this point? Like 9 years?
Can we figure that out? Like 5 years ago?
Yeah, and I'm like, isn't this like, couldn't we Google this? Like, literally, sometimes I feel like it's easier to be like,
someone designed
this. According to the sink patent,
here's
the plan. You don't fill it up with dirty dishes.
There's a reason the garbage disposal's on one side.
Exactly, that kind of thing. And so then you can, I think it's actually called something, which is basically like, if you live your life on principle, all the decisions are already made. So it's like, instead of just spinning your wheels over the same stuff all the time, maybe you can write all that stuff down and then find a solution and then just say, in this house, we don't
Instead
care about other
bickering.
People's houses.
Right, right.
And we
right.
don't care about whether it's a traditional gender rule, but in this house, here's how our sink works. And now that we both agree on it, like, or whatever, we bought new pots and pans one time and we both put our hands on the pots and pans and raised our right hand and said, "We will never let these go in the dishwasher. These are hand wash only." And we agreed and we haven't ever since. It's just funny. You just kind of have to like check in with each other so that not every day you go, "Did you put that in the dishwasher?"
Yeah.
"Oh, I don't know, whatever."
We're both CEO of the pots and pans.
We're both CEOs of the pots and pans and we both agree. Roommate agreements.
That's good. No, Who that's knew? Really good.
Sheldon
and Leonard. And that's really true. I think even the conversation about the pool pump and then the conversation calling maintenance people, coordinating them, scheduling them, right. talking on the phone. Like, that is time consuming.
It's time consuming.
Tax stuff, insurance. I'm the CEO of the insurance.
PayPal.
Yeah. Don't talk to me about PayPal. It's still not resolved. They still don't know who Shaylee and Katie Murphy and Day is. I'm so confused. I shouldn't get a business license. I know, listen to my
own. You should use half your social security. Half social.
Half my social and half her social. I'm like, it's really simple, PayPal. How do you not understand? We're one person, kind of. Anyway, but dividing it to where it's a really clear, Jonathan and I haven't done that. We have like a blurry line to where like, I call if it's a appliance that I use, like the refrigerator, not that he doesn't also use it, but if it's like an appliance in the kitchen, I call. But if it's like the garage door, for some reason that sounds funny. Like a manly job, and like the refrigerator seems like a lady job. So
that's funny.
We just kind of naturally like do it that way. Like if it's anything with technology, it's him.
That's funny.
And so anyway, but first of all, like the air conditioner is him, and that's inside. So we probably have a blurry line, but we don't really like feel weird about it. But then like he'll clean the floors and bathrooms sometimes. And I feel like sometimes it's probably out of like, well, someone's going to have to do it. So I don't know, but he doesn't complain about it. So, anyway, all of that. Okay. So the third point, basically like what you were just saying, don't just assign tasks as if one person's the employee and the other is the CEO. It says divide duties by whole areas. So don't just say, you take the kids to soccer, like let that parent be in charge of soccer. So buying the cleats, keeping track of the schedule, signing up for snack day, making sure the kids dressed and ready for games and practices. Like that person takes on the mental load of soccer.
Right.
And they're the CEO. And I think that would be more towards moms, because I think moms could turn into like, I'm the CEO of this family and I'm going to tell everyone what they need to do. Or like, I'm going to give you all these tasks of like what to do. Because what the mom's saying is, I'm going to own the mental load of everything.
Right.
And then I'm going to treat you like my employee husband, and I'm going to give you like a honey-do list forever.
And I could fire you.
Right. And I could fire you. It could happen. But making it more like, no, you take the whole mental load of soccer. Like soccer's a sport, right? Go buy him cleats or whatever.
Right.
So I thought that was cool. That's kind of what you were saying, but in the same...
No, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, the same realm of like children activities, or not to say the mom won't ever take the kids to soccer, but then it would be if dad's the CEO of soccer, then he'd say, hey, honey, can you take them? It starts at 6:30 tonight instead of 7. Like, can you run right. them by? And then he's asking her to do something to help him and what he's in charge of. So then 4, this is another favorite. She gets me. They said, now here's the trickiest part, butt out. Once you've given the other parent the responsibility for something, don't micromanage. And I was like, who would do that? I said, let him or her take care of it, even if they don't handle it exactly the way you would. Another thing, I'm like, oh, dagger. My kids often go to soccer with Medusa hair and shockingly mismatched socks, but that's okay. It's off my mental load list. Right. It's not mine to worry about anymore.
Right.
So I was like, yeah. And so she just said, I'm glad the cartoon spurred on conversation. It's good conversation that we should all have. And it changed me. I realized that our relationship's not lacking equality. It's lacking compassion and an understanding that we both need to be appreciated for the unseen burdens we carry for our family. So that one, like the end of it, I feel like she really nailed it. That everyone has their own mental load. Our capacity as humans are different.
Right.
So even if my mental load might be larger than someone else's or my mom's or who's ever, it's not mom. She's probably saying, what? But just any person doesn't mean, it doesn't lessen what they're doing because it's not as much as you. Their reality, it could feel or be just as much the same. And you don't know all the unseen things that they're also carrying.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I like that. I kind of wanted to talk about micromanaging.
Do you want
to
talk about micromanaging? We can totally. That's my last point is micromanaging.
No, that was a beautiful sum up. I have had conversations with Shaylee because I am actually someone who cannot stand to be micromanaged. And actually, I married someone who also cannot stand to be micromanaged. And once we kind of figured that out, we're like, oh, okay. It's the same. Like, it's the same. Uh-huh. But I love that you guys have project management software now, because it's a whole different thing to see a task show up on a written list than to hear Have you done that yet? Hey, yeah. Have you done that yet? When are you going to do that? When do you plan on doing that? Like, how long do you think you need? And like, then, should I wait here? Should
true professional micromanagers get really creative in how they're doing it, too. Like, can I help you? Like, hey, how's that project going? And it's, like, passive aggressive. And like,
I know
what do you need anything from me? And it's like, what are you guys? No! You know.
Yeah. Obviously, I don't know anything from you. But one thing I learned pretty early on in marriage is, like, you can get in a cleaning mood.
Yeah.
And you don't know if it's going to hit you or whatnot. But if you're
it's
in
like
a cleaning
mood. Other moods.
Right.
Like, you never know.
If you are in a cleaning mood and your spouse is not, and say they're just sitting on the couch on their phone, you can start to be like, how on earth?
Look at them over there on their phone.
How on earth are they not?
Look at them. They're doing what I was doing 30 minutes ago. How dare they?
Exactly. And they're not. And they're not. But I think what works for me and Jared is I'm like, tell me what needs to be done.
Uh-huh.
And give me a deadline and then walk away.
Yeah.
But do not watch me.
Judge me. Don't
and,
judge me.
Yeah. And like, and ask and follow up about it. But,
that's so good. And then you clean better. Like if you're in a cleaning mood, then all of a sudden you like get energized by like, look how good of a job I'm doing right. this.
But like, I'll even ask Jared, I was like, can you just kind of like jot down like two or three things that need to get done this week and I'll get them done this week at some point. And it might all three be on Tuesday. They might all three be on Friday.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? Because I'm a crazy ENFP.
That's how Jonathan is.
I know
he's
he
like,
is.
I'll get them done. Trust me. They will get done. They're on my list. Yeah.
And same with like Jared dressing the kids. He says like, I never ever want to do it again. If I come out of the room and you're like, really?
Like those pants?
Those pants? Really? And so I'm like, he goes, so either like, you need to just not ask me to do it, or you need to lay out what you want, but
and
it's
that's
like,
good. Or I like take like the hair down and I'm like, yeah, it's cute. I'm just gonna right. do a little bit of this.
And so I think those are things you can communicate and then change your system forever.
Yeah.
Like in the morning, right before church, I'm going to lay out all three kids' outfits and then I'm going to hop in the shower.
Exactly.
Can you get them on the body?
That's what I do. I'm like, hey, your outfit's laying on the changing table. Can you put it on
exactly.
her?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, but don't say, can you dress the kids and then complain and undress all the kids and re-change
right.
them. Or don't say, can you load the dishwasher and then go in and readjust all the forks and the spoons in a different order.
Right.
Like those are the things that kill a soul.
Yeah. And in the grand scheme of things, does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, not at all. So fun fact about this topic.
Yeah.
As we've said before, our husbands do not listen to the podcast.
True.
Unless they're closet listeners and they just haven't told us that they listen, but I don't think that they care enough to listen. Not care about us, but you know.
They already know us.
They get us 24/7. Anyway, Jonathan was needing to, there was a certain program that only would run on a Mac, and so he needed my laptop. And I had been researching
all of this.
All these like all of these articles from Facebook, and so I had them all pulled up and I didn't remember, and he was asking for something and not like I'm doing anything wrong, but I was like, it's on my laptop. And so like totally his personality to like not even address it. And it was like a day and a half later. And I was like getting my computer all up or something. And I was moving my tabs around and it was like the next day. And he's like, yeah, I saw those articles he had up there. Because it was all like, moms do everything. And those stupid husbands just can't even dress those kids the way we want. Poor us.
Right.
Not exactly, but, you know, probably exactly the way he was reading it. He probably read the first paragraph and was like, oh, cool. Oh, a cartoon. Oh, wow. There's several cartoons. And so I was like, no, listen, hear me out. What I'm doing is talking about the mental load because it is a real thing and there is a lot of things that we have in our mind. I'm like, but we're going to round it around.
Right.
To how everyone has their own mental load. And he sat there quietly the whole time. And I, like, made my case. And he goes, okay. And I go, I promise that's the direction we're going with it. And he goes, I hope it is. And I was like, it is, I promise. And so he probably will listen now because he'll be like, what are they talking about on there? Does it turn into a husband ripping section?
No.
No, we love our husbands. Thank you, husbands, if you're listening.
Thank you, husbands.
Thank you for putting up with us. Goodness sakes.
I think not micromanaging, over-communicating, making a roommate agreement of however formality, and then I would say too, like just stating what you need with as little emotion as possible has been very, very helpful.
Yeah.
Jared will sometimes just go sit at the table when I'm like trying to set the table. And I'm like, and you could say, could you like get the drinks at least? Since yeah. I'm doing everything else.
Right.
Or you could say, hey babe, will you get the drinks for everybody? And he'd go, oh yeah.
Totally different. Yeah, I'll say that. I'll be like, hey, can you get forks and napkins while I'm doing this? And I'll be like, oh, okay.
Because never sometimes cares. People aren't thinking about it. They're no. thinking about what just happened at work or whatever. And it's not personal. And it's not saying, I don't value you. I want to watch you walk back and forth more. Like we somehow fantasize.
That's so true. It's good. It's good to know.
So if you it's need to ask remember. For help, just try to do it without a tone.
Ask for help. And that just goes everywhere in life.
Everywhere.
Everywhere in life. The tone doesn't need to be there.
It doesn't
the
need
tone's
to be there.
For inside your head. And then you check yourself before you wreck
your marriage.
I was going to say, instead of a roommate agreement, should you call it like a lover agreement?
A lover's, and then a lover's like, agreement.
Roommate? That doesn't sound like what I want.
Yeah. But you are roommates.
You are. You're living in the same house. And like for Jonathan, we're workmates as well.
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine.
This poor introverted soul.
We would need, Jared and I would need very clear job descriptions.
Yeah.
Very clear.
Yeah, we like it. We're not looking for full-time jobs yet, so.
I know. I just mean like being full-time teammates.
Oh, right. Right.
I think we're very good at parenting teammates. I don't know about work teammates, but I've never had to, so.
Jared made you t-shirts for your 10-year anniversary. I feel like you're nailing the teammate.
I don't know who did that. They said team day.
Team day.
No, Jared's body physically did it. I don't know who that man was that did that. That does not sound like something he would do.
He
I heard people say
honored you in your love language. He also planned your shower as a surprise with us.
I know. I'm very, very impressed. I heard people say, my husband would never do that. And I was like, no, my husband would never do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
He loves you.
He loves me. Or he feels bad for my
mom brain.
Accidentally pregnant body.
Well, we're just in time for a segment.
We're going to do some mental load role playing. So Shaylee is
exercises.
Going...
Exercises.
Yeah, some exercises. So Shaylee's going to just walk us through what her brain thinks.
Mm-hmm.
When she's preparing Opal for an overnight at her in-law's house. And then I'll follow up with someone with lesser mental load.
Okay.
So you walk us through a Shaylee mental load.
Okay. We need hair and pigtails. We need bows in the hair. We need shirt. We need pants. We need diaper. We need shoes. We need socks. I need a bag. I need two bags. She needs her overnight sound machine, her monkey, two blankets. She needs backup, pair of pants in case she pees through her diaper, extra diapers, overnight diapers, outfit for tomorrow, socks, shoes, bows that go with it. She needs her toothbrush. She needs her nose Frida, just in case she gets a cold in 6 hours. She needs assorted medicines, doctor's phone number. She needs saline solution. I think we're rounding snacks. Snacks, bottle. Fill the bottle with whole milk in case they only have 2%. Yes, she still takes the bottle. She's too old. And then we're about ready.
What will she do while she's there?
They have stuff.
They do have stuff? That's nice.
I'll probably throw in a few books. her bank that she just toys around with and doesn't really take.
While you're away, do you check in a lot?
They usually check in and show me pictures. Aww, but yeah, we need to know, like, especially bedtime routine. Did she go down okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Did she not?
Okay, so I'm gonna be someone with
lesser mental load?
Okay.
Are you saying my stuff's not needed, Katie?
No. Okay, I gotta take Opal to the in-laws. Do mm-hmm. I got Opal? All right. I did it.
I took her there. What about a diaper?
There's stores.
And that was the last time Opal ever went to her in-laws and stayed the night because they said no from then on. Oh, man.
No, I think the average...
All they really need...
The average person would remember diapers, probably.
All they'd really need is diapers and wipes. A blanket if they can't sleep without it. I didn't say jams!
Oh, I guess.
I didn't say jammies! For the record, it's 12:35 a.m. Thanks, guys.
We won't see you next week because we're going to take a week off to just kind of...
and
take some Xanax.
Mental load. I had a cheerleading coach in high school tell me, like, I think she just needs a Xanax.
Meaning you?
Totally meaning me. No, I could hear her talking about me. But she was, like, serious. And I was like, first of all, I'm in high school. My mom was a sponsor, though. I don't think she was going to, like, give me one. I think she was like, she needs to be prescribed something. Yeah. Oh, gosh. My brain hurts.
I know. It's
pathetic. We need to go take a mental dump. Unload this.
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you on Instagram, Facebook, and our favorite spot of all, an iTunes review. Also, feel free to email us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. Seriously. We love you.